Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. House of Christ Ministries, Inc., Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World. We strongly believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. As we bless the name of the Lord, beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technologies to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth, and we must do so. I encourage you once again to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, you can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. If you're living in the New York area, we encourage you also to join us in fellowship at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. House of Christ Ministries. We bless the name of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I acknowledge that I have sinned and that I cannot save myself. I believe that Jesus Christ came to give me life, and by faith I now choose to receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. By the power of your indwelling presence, enable me to be the person you created me to be. I pray that you would grant me repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, that I can experience my freedom in Christ and be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Father, I ask that you bless this program tonight. I ask that your Holy Spirit will guide us tonight through these teachings. And I give you the glory tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. We bless the name of the Lord, beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey tonight.
The song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Bless the name of the Lord. We praise your holy name. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty.
We give you all.
Praise the Lord. We bless your holy name, O Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you tonight. We bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we continue on the spiritual journey, we would like to encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. We just want to give God the glory tonight, and we just want to lift him up. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at the House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the further of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the lost and hurting world. Together, we can make a difference. If you'd like to send your prayer requests or share a testimony, or we encourage you to send your prayer request and to share a testimony, or if you want to make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has fortified its biblical, his biblical right to exist." We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. We will stand.
And the world will see.
Bless the name of the Lord. We welcome you once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. Beloved, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be taking a look at the Steps to Freedom in Jesus Christ, written by Neil T. Anderson. A step-by-step guide to help you resolve personal and spiritual conflicts, break free from bondage, and renew your mind. Experience daily victory as a child of God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for salvation. Father, we bless your holy name tonight as we embark on these teachings, Father, the steps to freedom in Christ. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that these teachings will touch the hearts of your people as we are being led by your Holy Spirit. Father, we speak a blessing upon these teachings tonight. We speak a blessing upon those who are listening, and we speak a blessing on the House of Christ Ministries. And we glorify you tonight in Jesus' name. Beloved, God created Adam and Eve to be spiritually alive, which means that souls were in union with God, living in a dependent relationship with their Heavenly Father. They were to exercise dominion over the earth, acting independently of God. They chose to disobey him, and their choice to sin separated them from God. Consequently, all their descendants are born physically alive, but spiritually dead, separated from God. Since we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we remain separated from him and cannot fulfill the original purpose for our creation, which is to glorify God and enjoy his presence forever. Satan became the rebel holder of authority and the god of this world. Jesus Christ referred to him as the ruler of this world, and the Apostle John wrote that the old world lies in the power of the evil one. Jesus Christ came to undo the works of Satan and to take upon himself the sins of the world. By dying for our sins, Jesus Christ removed the enmity that existed between God and those he created in his image. The resurrection of Jesus Christ brought new life to those who put their trust in him. Every born-again believer's soul is again in union with God, and that is most often communicated in the New Testament as being in Christ or in him. Beloved, the Apostle Paul explained that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The Apostle John wrote, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." And he also wrote, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are." Beloved, no amount of effort on your part can save you, and neither can any religious activity, no matter how well-intentioned. We are saved by faith and by faith alone. All that remains for us to do is put our trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. If you have ever received Jesus Christ, you can do so right now. If you have never received Jesus Christ, you can do that right now. God knows the thoughts and intention of your heart. So all you have to do is to put your trust in God alone. You can express your decision in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and into my life as my personal Savior. I am willing, by God's grace, to follow and obey Jesus Christ as the Lord of my heart and the Lord of my life. Amen. Beloved, Paul wrote, if you confess with your mouth Jesus Christ as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do you believe that God the Father raised Jesus Christ from the dead? Did you invite Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? Then, beloved, you are a child of God, and nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Your Heavenly Father has sent his Holy Spirit to live within you and bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. You were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truths as we bless the name of the Lord tonight, resolving personal and spiritual conflicts. Since we all were born spiritually dead in our trespasses and sin, we had neither the presence of God in our lives, nor the knowledge of his ways. Consequently, we all learned to live our lives independently of God. When we became new creations in Christ, our minds were not instantly renewed. That is why Paul wrote, do not be conformed any longer to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That is why new Christians struggle with many of the same old thoughts and habits. Their minds have been previously programmed to live independently of God. And that is the chief characteristics of our old nature or flesh. As a new creation in Jesus Christ, we have the mind of Christ, and the Holy Spirit will lead us in all truth. To experience our freedom in Christ and to grow in the grace of God require repentance, which literally means a change of mind. Beloved, repentance is not something that we can do on our own. Therefore, we need to submit to God and resist the devil. The steps to freedom in Christ are designed to help you do that. Submitting to God is a critical issue. He is the most wonderful counselor and the one who grants repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth. The steps cover seven critical issues between ourselves and God. We will not experience our freedom in Christ if we seek false guidance, believe lies, fail to forgive others as we have been forgiven, live in rebellion, respond in pride, fail to acknowledge our sin, and continue in the sins of our ancestors. He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes, renounces them, will find compassion. Therefore, beloved, since we have this ministry as we received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God by the manifestation of truth. Even though Satan is defeated, he still rules this world through a hierarchy of demons who tempt, accuse, and deceive those who fail to put on the armor of God, stand firm in their faith, and take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we thank God for this great privilege that we can come into his presence tonight and to share his word. Our sanctuary is our identity and position in Jesus Christ. And we have all the protection we need to live victorious lives. But if we fail to assume our responsibility and give ground to Satan, we will suffer the consequences of our sinful attitudes and actions. The good news is we can repent and reclaim all that we have in Jesus Christ. And that is what the steps will enable you to do. Processing the steps. Ideally, it would be the best if you would read over the darkness and bondage breaker before you process the steps. And if you go to the bookstore, you can find that book, which was written by Neil T. Anderson. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we want to encourage you. And tonight, we are extremely excited that we can come into the presence of the Lord and to remind you that you're a child of God, seated with Christ in the heavenlies. That means you have the authority and the power to do his will. The steps to freedom in Christ don't set you free. Jesus Christ sets you free. And you will progressively experience that freedom as you respond to him in faith and repentance. I encourage you tonight, don't worry about any demonic interference. Most do not experience any. It doesn't make any difference if Satan has a little role or a bigger role. The critical issue in your relationship with God, and that is what you are resolving. This ministry of reconciliation. This is a ministry of reconciliation, and we encourage you to reconcile. Once those issues are resolved, Satan has no right to remain. Successfully completing this repentance process is not the end, but rather it is the beginning of growth. Unless these issues are resolved, however, the growth process will be stalled by your Christian life, will be stagnant. God bless you as we continue on this journey. We will take a break as we get into the presence of the Lord.
Presence, that's
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission, our teachings for the next couple of weeks will be the steps to freedom in Christ. And we thank God that we can share His word with you. The purpose is to get you firmly rooted in Jesus Christ. It doesn't take long to establish your identity and freedom in Jesus Christ. But there is no such thing as instant maturity. Renewing your mind and conforming to the image of God is a lifelong process. And we want to thank God for you. We want to glorify God for you. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior be with you in His presence as you seek to do His will. Once you have experienced your freedom in Christ, you can help others experience the joy of their salvation. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays as we begin the steps to freedom in Jesus Christ. Tonight, we'll pray and declare and ask the Lord to give us wisdom as we continue to share His word. Dear Heavenly Father, You are present in this room and in my life. You alone are all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. And I worship You alone. I declare my dependency on You. For apart from You, I can do nothing. I choose to believe Your word, which teaches that all authority in heaven and in earth belongs to the resurrected Christ. And being alive in Christ, I have the authority to resist the devil as I submit to You. I ask that You fill me with Your Holy Spirit and guide me into all truth. I ask for Your complete protection and guidance as I seek to know You and to do Your will. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, In the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me in order that I can be free to know and choose to do the will of God. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence be bound, and Satan and all his demons cannot inflict any pain or in any way prevent God's will from being done in my life today, because I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, I encourage you tonight that you should review your lives, your family history, religious history of parents and grandparents, home life from children through high school, history of physical or emotional illness in the family, adoption, foster care, guardians, personal history, eating habits, addictions, cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, prescription medications, what they are for, sleeping patterns, dreams and nightmares, rape or any other sexual, physical, or emotional abuse, thought life, blasphemous, condemning and distracting thoughts, poor concentration, fantasy, suicidal thoughts, fearful, jealous, confused, guilt and shame, mental interference during church, prayer or Bible study, emotional life, anger, anxiety, depression, bitterness and fear, spiritual journey, salvation, when, how, and assurance. We encourage you to review those things in your lives and join us once again every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we continue on this spiritual journey, the steps to freedom in Christ. God bless you as we continue on this journey.
My path below, beneath, lies low. The enemies seem to overlook my road. Sun has stopped shining, rain is falling. There's hope, who rejoices. My plight, one touch from the Master has brought my soul from death to life. It matters not, it matters not. The thank you, Jesus. It matters not. It matters not. It only proves that you're on my God's night.
through the wind and the rain, through sorrows and chains, I'll always praise His old holy name. The battle's not yours, my hope's still secure. Christ be the ultimate sacrifice. He's given us the victory over the enemy. So I'll rejoice while you take me through. One touch from the Master has brought my soul from death.